All right. Hope everyone had a blessed old day. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. Whew. It is a cold one out there this evening. Lord have mercy. Well, you know, just checking in once more, 6:30 p.m. Oh, my. It is hot today. I'm hot right now, but Lord have mercy. This evening is cold out there, and I'm burning up inside with all these clothes on. Lord have mercy. I have been watching the news today, and it is just like more and more everything that's in the Bible is just coming to the forefront. I mean, that's why I said yesterday we have to pray, because we definitely do. I mean, it just seems to me like, it's crazy. That's why the title of this show is What is a Father's Authority, Natural and Spiritual? It's for a reason. Because we see a lot of that going on with our own, president-elect. But not even so, we definitely got to worry about our own, but number one. Because we got a lot of lost children out here, a lot. And it's easy to get, swayed within the worldly world of different things that they see on TV, on commercials. I mean, nowadays you just see, sex, drugs, money. And it's not all about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. People have, just today, everything has been blown out of proportion. I don't even know what you want to call it. It's blown out of proportion completely. I mean, we're supposed to be worried about one another and doing what we have to do according to God's word. But that's not so. I mean, you have some. And then you just have this whole generation, this whole population that's so built up onto the rap music and stuff that's going on. And I'll give you wrong, we're all going to save our grace now. So we've all come, a mighty, mighty long way. But still, we have an obligation to plant that seed and to, water that seed so that it can flourish and grow. And that's where a father comes into play. A father's authority. That's why they said, You might have your natural father, but at the end of the day, you have to depend on your spiritual father. You definitely have to depend on the spiritual. Definitely got to depend on your spiritual father, because people can let you down, but he will never, ever, ever, ever let you down. Never, ever. So, spiritual father is the one that wakes us up in the morning, provides for us, gives us peace of mind, because that's one thing you need to know. People cannot give us peace of mind. Only God can give us a peace of mind. But we have to follow his word in order to live, and in order to live righteous and to really, really, truly live a prosperous, blessed-filled, peaceful life, you have to follow his word. And, even when it comes to all aspects in everybody's different in everybody's life, day-to-day life, even if you're dating or if you're not dating, if you're with your mate or your spouse, if you're not with your spouse, not with a spouse, you still have to, govern yourself according to his word, because it's definitely important. I mean, I speak, everybody, one thing I say, like I keep saying, nobody is perfect. We're all sinners saved by grace. That's why it's very important in order for us to share, the word with one another in order to encourage and empower and to motivate. Now, I had a good friend of mine, a very, very, very good friend of mine. I was in friends for decades. And he said something to me yesterday morning. Now, it's been a while since he spoke. Sometimes that's how life goes. Life you get busy with life sometimes. So he made a mention and said that the conversations that we had over the years, it really impacted his life, that he's, just been doing things differently. And it was just a blessing. It was a blessing to hear that. Like I told him, I said, I can't take credit. I said, definitely credit is due to God, because my intentions are, I just keep it real. Like, I just keep it real. That's all I can do is just keep it real. So anytime I come across somebody and somebody's, you know, having a difficult time, all I can do is spread the word in order for them to know, you know, everything is going to be okay. You just have to trust in the Lord and talk to him and, you know, just got to open up your heart and just surrender. So even with my own child, my own child, she's going through some trials and tribulations herself. But, you know, this is the age with these teenage kids. And that's where fathers definitely come into play, because fathers are the ones that are supposed to, you know, raise up a child, is the ones that are supposed to rear a child up. They're the ones that are supposed to be the head of the household and to rear children up. So, you know, when you have a lot of absentee fathers, it plays a lot. But at the same time, that's why you have to have that reinforcement with the spiritual father, the one that they can always depend on when you have a absent father. A absent natural father, should I say. And they're both teachers of life through the word, through the word, through the word, through the word. They are both teachers of life. And our Holy Father, which is our spiritual father, you know, he is the one who allows the natural father to guide us, because the natural father is guiding us through the word, which comes into play when it comes to our president-elect. We definitely, 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 like I said, got to pray for him, because even it just makes more sense now. Things are just coming together so clearly. I've been doing some research and, you know, reading different things. And once I was reading, I was listening to the news at the same time. I'm what you call a multitasker. Read, listen to the news, the music, everything's just going at one time. But it was saying when it comes to Trump's presidency, we were looking at, they were saying when it came to the nukes. Now, this is the thing. So Putin, he wants more nukes in order to strengthen himself and strengthen his forces, his armed forces. And Trump is saying that the U.S. is weak, and they must the U.S. must get strength and renew nukes. So they want to, you know, he wants to add regarding to what Putin said. Now, that's one thing Putin was waiting for. So Putin needed a hothead to stand off when the questioning of their strength as a man wasn't cured. So you definitely got to be definitely is evaluating this one. Just like I said, that's why I said it's like a soap opera. Just got to sit back and watch and see what happens and just pray at the same time, because prayer is definitely, definitely the key to, for, in order, not in order for, because that's one thing I do know, a move of God is definitely on the way. So we ain't got to worry about, you know, oh, what's going to happen this and third. You have to just pray. All you can do is pray. That's why I say you cast all your worries and fears upon the Lord. Period. You can't be worrying yourself with, oh, you know, this is uncertain. Of course, you know, we can be concerned. That's not the thing to say. We can be definitely concerned. But as far, I mean, if you worry, you can't do anything about it. Nothing you can do. It is what it is. And he's the president-elect. That's what it is. Like I said, if y'all read the Bible, the book of Revelation speaks about, you know, it'll tell you. When it comes to the Antichrist. So we just have to read our Bibles, pray, and sit back. But what's going to happen, it shall be. It's nothing, we have no control over that whatsoever. So you have... And then on CNN, they came out and said that the Russian military had connections. It's just all
coming to pass. This all is coming to pass. But at the same time, Putin definitely needed somebody who would be a hothead, who would be, you know, quick to arm themselves or whatever, would be quick to arm themselves and go to war against him. And he know Hillary Clinton, she definitely wasn't going to do that. So Hillary might have a little thing when she said, oh, yeah, he's going to be, he had a vendetta against us. Probably so. But, I mean, you know, we had two of the lesser evils, so it was no good candidate to really run the United States. So right now we're stuck with this one. So that's why we have to pray. Regardless of who it was, we would have had to pray. For God to, you know, move in the situation. But when it comes to when it comes to a father, fathers, they're not supposed to. When it comes to fathers, fathers are not supposed to provoke. It says in Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14, it'll tell you where it says fathers are not supposed to provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So with the instruction of the Lord. So we have a lot of people who go, you know, bring their kids up in their own way, however they see fit, doesn't matter. These are all consequences parents have to bear, children have to bear. So it's very, very important. Now, that's one thing I can say. It's not easy raising children. Not by far. It is hard to raise the children. But with, you definitely have to have patience. Patience is definitely the key in order to raise children, because if you don't have patience, love, you get a little sticky, a little messy. But that's another thing when it comes to, you know, blended families. We definitely have to be careful who we connect ourselves with. That's why we're not supposed to be doing it ourselves. We're supposed to allow God to connect us with the ones he wants us to be connected to. Because we can have some people we come into contact, and it can be a messy situation, especially if you bring a child into the world with that person. Because you have to figure out, okay, if this person is not, you know, working or has provisions for themselves, why would you bother, you know, laying down and creating a life where they not even take care of themselves? That is just plain stupid. I have to call it what it is. I'm not the one to name call, but at the same time, stupid is as stupid does. Simple as that. You can't get nothing from nothing. You have to be cautious. So if you're crying about child support, I mean, I'm a victim of it myself. If you're crying about child support and this answer to help take care of these kids when things need to be done and these fathers don't want to do nothing and they're, you know, because you have some good fathers out there. Let me say that. Because I know some outstanding, awesome dads, and you know what I mean? I always let them know because they do a great job. And then you have some dads who always want to argue, or some dads who just don't want to do anything because they're so mad because they can't be with you anymore, so they want to take it out on the children. So, you know, I'm speaking from experience, especially when it comes to my own, because this is what I have been going through. And, you know, that's why you have to just be wise in what you do. Be very, very, very cautious in what you do, because if you don't, you're going to have some sticky situations, and you don't want to have sticky situations, especially with the children that's coming up today. You definitely have to teach them the pros and the cons, the consequences. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. If you lay down with that, this is what's going to happen. So they have to, you know, don't allow their hearts to override their logic. Logic is, you're not going to go wrong with logic, but your heart will definitely guide you in the wrong direction when you're when you're trying to maneuver in life, you have to think about these things like, okay, well, what if I do this? What's going to happen if I do this? It's always something. So you can't just do something and don't think about the repercussions. That's the no-go. You have to be wary of what you're doing because it's very important because you have a lot of foolish people out there that will not hesitate to prey on the weak and prey on the innocent and prey on the misguided and prey on the ones that are vulnerable. Anybody can be vulnerable if you've been hurt. And that's why it's another thing when it comes to fathers. Fathers are a very important role because they play a very important role even in that spiritual aspect. Fathers play a huge role in your child's life. So you have a lot of, when you have children, you got to get rid of that selfishness. Once you have children, selfishness has to be gone. But the simple fact is you have to think about your youth, your children first, and then yourself afterwards. Not yourself, then your children. That's backwards.
I don't know, son. I might have some people saying, well, I gotta make sure I'm right first, then I gotta take care of the kids. Yes, that is true. You gotta take care of yourself. But when it comes to, you know, needs, yeah, your needs has to go on back burner. Back burner, back burner. But when it comes to raising children, it's not easy, but it can definitely be an eye-opener. So the simple fact is it just takes a lot. It takes a whole lot. But just have to know that we got two fathers. So you got I definitely, when it comes to these dads, it's a sticky situation because it's not easy raising children. But definitely have to know your natural father, they'll let you down, but you have your spiritual father who will definitely be there to guide you and catch you and hold you a bit and mend your broken heart. That's one thing you can definitely count on. If you don't know nothing else, just know. And that's why I always say, we definitely have to pray for our president-elect because at the same time, we have to learn how to pray for the ones that are our enemies and that's the ones that we might not, you know, care for. It's for a reason because that's one thing about God. He doesn't have a selfish heart. So we are not supposed to have a selfish heart as well because if anything, what you're praying for, you're going to be praying for God to, for a move of God to be on the way, for him to take hold of the situation. So just like I said, the prophecy of the Bible has to be fulfilled. So everything is happening for a reason. And when it comes to, you know, the president-elect, when it comes to the president-elect, Putin, he knows what he's doing. He definitely knows what he's doing. But I'm not even going to stay too long on him because I definitely want to, you know, it's a whole lot of other things going on within our own lives besides what's going on with the president-elect. But we still got to know different things that's going on. But, you know, definitely got to keep an eye on that whole nuclear war situation in the China tariffs because all that affects us at the end of the day. Everything affects us. So we definitely have to be cautious and look out for that type of stuff. But there's so much going on in the news. I mean, both acts of violence and just it's like it's plaguing the world. That's why they say we're born into sin. We are born into sin. So at the end of the day, something is bound to happen. Something is bound to happen, which is crazy. Very crazy. But that's how the cookie crumbles. Oh, my goodness. I've seen on CNN, it's on CNN.com, about the e-cigarette that's exploding in people's
pockets or whatever. How in the world can they not know that those e-cigarette things will blow up in people's pockets? I mean, that could kill. What if they kill somebody one day? They're talking about they're collecting data to see if to see why it's doing that. Just pull it off the market. Why would you continue to let people, you know, smoke out these things, e-cigarettes in their pockets? And they're the ones suffering because they're the ones getting burned by that. That makes no sense. And they're talking about, we'll wait to see what else happens from Congress. Some people are some fools. Because if it happened to one of their people, they'd be like, we got pulled off the market. We're going to do what we got to do. What is wrong? Why do they always wait until something worse happens? Just like if you have somebody stalking or something like that. In order for them to take action, they need a crime to be committed. What kind of foolishness is that? It's just sickening, you know. Sickening, crazy. But that's why we have to be smart and be sensible. And if you know you have a situation going on, you have to just be double careful. Can't be out there doing anything. But I do want to wish y'all, everybody, a Merry, Merry Christmas. Because just in case, I will be on Christmas. It's Christmas, but I'm still going to keep on rolling. That's what I say. You can't stop. When somebody has a call on their life, and to do something, you got to do it. I know Sunday is a Sabbath day and it's Christmas, but I'll be here 6:30 on Christmas. So if y'all don't have nothing to do, y'all can call me because my children, of course, they will be going over to their others, so I'll be by myself, which is cool. Well, I'm not going to be by myself, but, you know, it's still cool. I'll definitely enjoy my day either way. But I definitely will be seeing, making sure my children are good on Christmas. And just not even on Christmas, every single day. So it doesn't even matter. But I'm just praying that you get the chance to, you know, bless someone else. Because today, I mean, not a lot of people have Christmas gifts or food to eat or, you know, warm bed to lay in. So just be a blessing to someone else if you can. If you can't, you can't do it. You can only do but so much. So, but if you can, please donate, give to someone else. I mean, so many people that need things. Just try to donate. Try to do something. We need the help out here. And I would love to see, some of the churches, you know, just cooking, getting together a group of people and cooking some food and serving the homeless or just set up in a parking lot and just say, put out some flyers, free food, free whatever. Just a day of free stuff so they can get themselves together. I mean, it's a lot of people in church. Why not? Why is it always about making money at like a yard sale or a fish fry and putting it back in the church instead of putting it into the community? I mean, I grew up seeing a lot of different things in Jersey. God rest his soul, Reverend Brown, and even my own father. That's why I have the type of heart I have, because I grew up seeing it. He had an AIDS ministry. He had so many different ministries just to give to the people. And that was his passion, giving to the people. And that's my passion, giving to others. So said you're going to receive what you put out. And I'm only looking to receive from God, and that's it. No one else. I can care less about me doing something for somebody. They're not doing something back for me. That's just a selfish heart. That's just the sheep in wolf's clothing, straight up. Because anyone who says they do, you know, things out the kindness of their heart, and then turns around and throws it back up in your face, that's a sheep with wolves clothing. That right there, that's not right. That's truly, truly wrong. God will never, ever do anything like that, you know? But especially if y'all have a mutual understanding of each other's situation, because every situation is different. So, but still, you know. No, not definitely not good. But as I said, it definitely wants to let you know and keep you updated when it comes to the Gilchrist situation. I'm doing what I have to do every single day, calling, making phone calls, faxing, emailing. I'm going to keep letting them until someone lets me in. Yes, that's what it says. I keep on knocking until they let you in. And I sure will. I sure will. But I'm just praying that everyone had a blessed day and that everyone has a great, awesome, blessed rest of the week. And, you know, just be safe out there while you're doing your shopping and you're running around and bundle up because it's cold. Make sure y'all got a hat on your head. And if you don't, go buy one. Go get one. But it's truly a blessing to be on here, on the radio before you, just to come to you, just to talk and to give you words of encouragement and empower you and motivate you to keep the faith and keep the hope alive. Got to keep hope alive, because without hope, there is no life. No life, no life, no life without hope. We have to have something to hope for, whether have hope in the police, have hope in the teacher, have hope in myself, have hope. And that's another thing that we're definitely within the spiritual warfare going on. So we definitely have to pray against the spirit of depression. Depression, depression, depression. It's starting to plague our young ones, depression, because they're depressed because they can't do this, depressed because of this. Got to pray against the spirit of depression. It's so important. I know some people might say, oh, you sound like you a preacher or a teacher. No, I'm just a sinner saved from grace, and it was dropped in my spirit. So I just speak from right off the brain. So whatever God fills my heart and leads me to say, that's what I did. I say it. Because like I said, this would have never been me, you know, on the radio speaking before you speaking, because I always used to be scared to speak in front of people. So that's probably why I don't have a web podcast as yet. But I know I will have to have one soon. But I just got to get over my new phone. That's it. Just got to get over it. Got to suck it up. Chuck it up and get it done. But I will. It'll be time. But for them, I still appreciate you coming, tuning in each and every night at 6:30 p.m. So I need y'all to share it. I need y'all to tell a friend, and tell a friend to tell a friend, and a friend to tell a friend, and friend to friend. You know how it goes in the whole circle. Definitely been a long day, a very long day, but I'm so glad that I was able to, you know, just come before you just to speak to you. But when it comes to the Delaware corruption, well, with the Gretchen Gilchrist and all of that, to Gretchen Gilchrist and her being a commissioner, I'm definitely still fighting, and I'm definitely still will continue to fight against her position. Because, whatever you want to call it, fight or work towards her not being there or not. But it's not because I'm angry or I'm disappointed, very, very disappointed in her work conduct and her overall how she handled my case. And just the evidence that she has against her is ridiculous, because it's no way in the world that she can be a commissioner with the amount of experience that she has. She lacks experience. That's no experience, not at all. So why is she there? I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to figure out. I already know. Governor Jack Markell, it's crazy, but Gretchen Z. Gilchrist, she has done so much crooked work, should I say, as far as putting wrong social security numbers on the papers over and over and over and over, She's done it several times as far as putting wrong addresses on paperwork over and over and then still charging. Even when she dropped my case and the Judge Newman allowed her to drop my case down in Sussex County, Delaware, she didn't show up. She didn't show up to the last court hearing. She didn't show up to the last court hearing. The judge had to call her on the line in order for her to show up. And it's just crazy because after that, as well as other things on top of tons of things, Governor Jack Markell retaliated against me for speaking up about what was right, because I feel as though that they definitely need to change, and whoever they nominate, they need to be able to finish out with their clients and return their clients funds that were already paid up for, paid up for when it comes to service. But you know, that's something that I have to definitely push for when it comes to legislation. So I'll definitely keep you posted on that, because it's a lot of hard work when you're trying to change the law. But that's what I said. When you're trying to do something right, it's never easy. But at the same time, it's your obligation as a Christian to do the right thing. Definitely is. Let's see. The best Christmas gift that I've ever gotten. I would love to hear what's your best Christmas gift. The best Christmas gift I've gotten was when Jesus brought peace and forgiveness to us by sending his son. My apologies for the distraction. It's when God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. So the best Christmas gift was that. My salvation. Oh, yeah, yeah. But what's your best Christmas gift? So that was definitely my salvation, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So, that being said, I'm not going to be before y'all too long. I usually do this show for 30, 35, 40 minutes. But they got me on a tight little leash for right now. But it's critique and do different things. But I hope you enjoyed the show. And I hope you just take some of the feedback in, especially as fathers. You definitely, your fathers, it's definitely imperative that you, take charge of rearing up the children, teaching them certain things, especially morals and values that they can live by. But it's definitely important for a child to have a relationship with their father, their natural father, and spiritual father. So that's one thing as adults can do, and we can put our own feelings into a situation when it comes to a kid's father, and it can actually hurt that child's relationship with you, the parent, as well as the father. So, you just have things for us and say, okay, well, this is for my child, so let my child have the opportunity to have a relationship with their natural father as well as their spiritual father. So, with that said, I'm not going to be before you too long, because I know I've probably been talking to our head off long enough. But, just keep the faith and keep hope alive. Don't ever give up and keep praying. Definitely got to pray for a move of God. A move of God is definitely on the way, but we definitely got to keep them prayed up so God can keep his hands off of that doing any type of foolishness. Because that's one thing I can definitely say. I don't think I've heard any other president-elect when they're in administration about to come in comment on, what the commander-in-chief, the present commander-in-chief is doing. I remember back in 2008,
when Obama had made the statement, well, you know, when they asked people who did the questions about, oh, what would you do in your administration if this such and such, such? And he had enough respect not to comment on it because, you know, he wasn't president yet. He was just a president-elect at the time. But this president-elect is disrespectful. That's where ignorance comes into play. They don't care. It's like, oh, I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. You can't do that. Nobody can do that. That's why respect is very big. It goes both ways. Just because you have an age difference or because you're a president-elect or because you own so much amount of money, it doesn't matter how much money you hold, it doesn't matter how old you are or what color you are, respect is respect, and we are all human beings, so that it comes into play. And I know some people might be like, oh, you know, respect is it's a whole lot of aspects. And, yeah, some people do make mistakes. But the thing is, you definitely have to learn how to, you know, learn to love one another and definitely learn how to forgive. Because most people, you have a lot of people who don't know how to forgive, and that's where that anger starts to build up into you, and that's where when it builds up into you, it transgresses over to your everyday life because you just go gung-ho on, you know, I'm going to make sure this, I'm going to make sure this. And then you're going to be the one that's going to crash and burn after a while sometimes. You can't be like that. You got to set yourself free. You got to set yourself free. There's no need in having all that anger and pent up, built up into you. I know people might be like, oh, well, you know, the Steve's talking about anger. Yes, because I know about it. I mean, I went through so much trial and tribulation in my life when it came to, you know, my children's father, and just how my everyday life was and the hand of life that I was still, that was so angry. But I'm so thankful that I'm not angry. I don't even hold grudges towards the ones that had done wrong to me. There's no need in doing that. For what reason? I'm not going to get nowhere in life by doing that. I got to keep it moving. Yes, I'm going to keep it moving because that's one thing. I'm not going to live a life feel as though I have to, you know, kiss butt in order to be friends with someone or anything like that, or even to get a job, you know what I'm saying? Not at all. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But at the same time, as long as I know I've made the effort to be the bigger person and I had an outstretched hand, that's one thing. I'm never going to see my enemies or anybody on the street or don't have this or don't have this. By all means, you know what I mean? Hey, like I said, I got to forgive my heart and things happen, you know. I just went through a situation with a dear friend of mine, but, you know, hopefully she doesn't hold a grudge. But if she does, all I can say is, you know what I mean? I got love for her, point blank. If she ever needs something, I definitely got it without a doubt. But at the same time, I'm not going to cry before a milk. I got to keep it pushing because respect and respect goes both ways, regardless of the situation. That's how I feel, you know what I'm saying? And I've definitely had conversations with, you know, older people and, you know, I still, yeah, just someone older than me, people older than me. Yeah. And they've been through some situations, and they say, you know, that's why they have the same, it's either for a season or for a reason. And sometimes, you know, everybody doesn't know who that person truly is until situations arise. But the number one thing when it comes to, you know, when you're doing something with someone, you do it out, if you're truly doing it out the kindness of your heart, there's no need for you to go back and throw it up in that person's face. That is just wrong. That's when you can tell a sheep in wool's clothing. You got to be careful. You got to watch it sometimes. Yes, y'all might have went through some times where they had your back, you had their back, but at the same time, you just got to be careful. You got to see things for what it is. Like they say, someone told me, take your heart out of the situation so you can see. It's gone. I'm seeing. So, with that said, take it easy. Y'all remember, keep your eyes open, take your heart out of the situation, evaluate the situation, use your logic over your heart. Because sometimes your heart will get you sucked up and in trouble. So don't let your heart get you in trouble. Use your logic. So you know if that person had your back, then that person would be there. But if you'll see, you'll just see how everything goes. But I definitely appreciate all the callers that called in tonight and all the ones online this evening. I appreciate it. We're growing. So you definitely will see me doing different things because, like I said, I'm tired of just sitting around not doing nothing. I have a calling and a purpose for my life, and, you know, it's time to do it. It's not just we can all, you know, play and go out of town and do different things like that, but at the end of the day, it's time to work, and it got some work to be done. So if I got to put some footwork in, that's what it's called. If that's what it's calling for, that's what it's going to be. Whatever he lays on my heart, that's what I'm going to do, point blank. Because, I mean, I get my enjoyment from being a blessing to others' lives, and that's what I intend on doing.
So with that said, I would like to thank y'all for tuning in. And please
tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. So I hope y'all had a blessed day. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. Peace out.